Hey everyone, welcome to Catholic Bites. This is Father Conrad. I have with me Father Chris Seif and Father Og Scott. And that nod, yeah, it conveyed itself well.
Hello.
Over the microphone. We're doing this Facebook Live too, apparently. We are going to do again today. We're going to take another unsolicited question from YouTube.
We're on a YouTube pick right now.
So here it goes. Here is our unsolicited YouTube question. Okay.
So that's good.
That's the question.
Yes. Before we begin, I mean, we're not in any way intending to put down Tina Turner and What's Love Got to Do With It. Classic 80s song. Great song.
Oh, great song.
Such a good song.
That song. No. Ooh, that was like our high school cross country team's favorite song. So,
yeah. Just to get that out of the way.
Okay.
Incidentally, if you're doing dishes, it's like a really good cleanup song as well.
Okay.
Not that I would know.
Okay, great. Yeah. Anyway, so the question before us from YouTube, from Miss Tina Turner herself, is what's love got to do with it? That's also a question, that song. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? So let's talk about that.
So classic question, right? Anyone who's ever been in a relationship, I think, so when we're talking about Tina Turner, right? What she's clearly talking about in this song is she just had her heart broken. And the experience for her is so painful that her response is like, maybe it's just not worth it to love anyone because this is so painful. So that's like the immediate question put before us.
Yeah. I mean, of course, like all things, I pretty much go immediately to C.S. Lewis or Tolkien, depending on the day. But he phrases it really well. To love at all is to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. If you're going to love, you're putting yourself in a position where you are really putting your heart out there for the possibility of it being really hurt. Mm-hmm. And if we don't take that risk, if we try to make love something safe and not adventurous, but something that I'm in control of and so I can't be hurt, and sort of a desire for security, we still seek love, we're not going to find love. It involves the risk. We need to take that adventure.
And that's the, when it comes to, it's not just to human relationships where you're risking placing your heart in someone else's hands, but especially a lot of people are afraid of loving God. They're afraid of, they know God. They know God wants to love them. They know that God has great love for them, but they're afraid of the risk of opening their heart to, and what he might ask them to do, or what he might do there in their hearts themselves.
Or we approach God thinking, oh, well, I know that I can be hurt in all these other human relationships, but God at least won't hurt me. Mm. Right? So we kind of have like a safe, a false security in our approach to God. But Jesus doesn't promise us that at all, right? No one can follow him unless he takes up his cross. I mean, there's this pain that's involved even in that.
So I guess just to return briefly to Tina, I mean, the question, so we look at it, we say, let's say we could establish for sure that love involves some sort of pain. And I think that we can, because even if you have a perfect relationship, what are the human forces that we can't overcome, right? Death and separation, you know? And anyone who's ever loved someone perfectly and had them die, there's nothing more painful than that. It's much more painful than a breakup. So let's say that we associate and we understand that love necessarily means pain. So to ask Tina Turner's question then, is it better just to go without love, right? That would be what she's essentially advocating.
Oh, this reminds me of the scene from Men in Black.
The scene from Men in Black.
Yeah, at the end when, you know, Kay is talking about like this love that he lost, and Jay is like, hey, you know what they say, better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. And Kay said, try it, you know?
I'm glad we're going not to scripture, but we're going to Men in Black.
It's, well, yeah.
We're all wearing black, incidentally. So the answer to that question, of course, is that yes, love is painful, but it's transformative, that it changes who we are, that it makes us new creatures, that it enables us to be fully alive, and that if we tie our hearts up and prevent them from ever being broken or ever exiting out into the world where it could be broken, we limit ourselves, and it becomes something not life-giving.
Yeah, so, I mean, we look at ourselves, we say, what is the purpose of our lives? What is the purpose of who we are? we look at God, and what is the most fundamental thing that we say about God, right? God is love, and we're made in his image. And so our most perfect human exercise, you know, we pursue truth, we do all these things, but our capacity to love is what, in a certain sense, makes us most like God, and in that sense, makes us most human.
I wonder if we can ask a question that Father Chris kind of brought up. Why would God break our hearts? Like, isn't he good? Like, doesn't he want me to be happy? Why would he break my heart? Why isn't he as safe as we want him to be?
So this reminds me of, that question brings to my mind an anecdote that is true, told by the person himself, that kind of circles around this topic and points to what we sacrifice in our loving God. And it's about one of my favorite novelists, Graham Greene, who was on vacation. Graham Greene had kind of a notoriously, he was Catholic, but he had sort of a rocky life.
Oh, so, this is such a good story.
Yeah, so he was on vacation in Italy with his mistress, right? So he was not doing the right thing. And he came to, I'm not exactly sure where he was at the time, but Padre Pio was in town. And Padre Pio, for you, those of you who have not heard of him, he's this fantastic 20th century saint, really dedicated to suffering and living a life of the cross, but in great love. And Padre Pio had read his works because he had written these incredible Christian books that have these really complicated characters, and he was fascinated by him. And so he wanted to meet Graham Greene. And so I guess they sent some emissary to Graham Greene to say, Padre Pio would like to meet you. And his response was, no, I won't meet him, because if I meet him, I know that I will have to change my way of life. And I think that in a nutshell shows you what people are afraid of in loving God, right?
Fundamentally, it comes down to, yeah, I want to live my way of living and not be open to anything else.
And I think it also comes down to our aversion to receiving something as a gift. Mm. We can only receive something as a gift if we are not in control of it, if we don't manufacture it for ourselves. But I mean, since original sin, we've been trying to constantly grasp onto happiness and onto fulfillment on our own power. And we keep thinking that we can do it on our own power. And I think love, more than anything, shows us that happiness is something that is outside of our power to attain on our own. It's not something that we are in control of. You know, you can try to want somebody to love you all you want, and they might not. And so I think there's this question ultimately of, am I able to receive happiness? Am I able to receive fulfillment as a gift? And so our hearts need to be broken so that we can realize our lives are gifts, and the fulfillment of our lives is a gift.
And it calls to mind the fact that, like you said, love is between two people. And a lot of people approach their spiritual lives with God, you know, believing that God is there, but really in reality, it's some sort of self-help mechanism in which they, you know, God does what I want him to do. But God is a real person, and the relationship with God is dependent upon his activity. He's not just some imaginary thing that we call to mind so that we can meditate a little bit better. He's real and dynamic and active. And that means he's going to operate in ways that we don't expect. And that requires vulnerability to be open to him changing our hearts. And in the end, he wants to break down kind of the selfishness of my way of living and my way of doing things and my way of being loved, in order that we can have more, so our hearts can expand and we can receive more from him.
Yeah, so in some sense, you could say God never truly breaks our heart in the sense that he turns his love away from us. But that process of becoming more perfectly human, that is, more perfectly able to love, is a process that requires a change in who we are, and it requires us to give up something that we really value a lot, which is our own self-dependence and our own, in a certain sense, selfishness.
And I think that answers perfectly Tina Turner's question.
Thank you, Tina.
Yeah, who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? We all need hearts.
All human beings.
And we need to have our hearts broken so that we can love more. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Catholic Bites. If you'd like to listen to more Catholic talks from great Catholic speakers and some mediocre ones like Father Chris and Father Alex, you can catch us at CatholicBitesPodcast.com. There you can see all our archives of tons and tons of episodes about the faith. It's really awesome. Or you can find us on Apple Podcasts. We'll catch you next time. Thank you, and God bless you. Bye.